In the name of Jesus, amen. We're making our way through the Lord's Prayer this Lenten season, and tonight we are on the fifth petition. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Our Lord loves us so much that he teaches us to ask him for forgiveness. Our Lord loves us so much that he teaches us to ask him for forgiveness. He is not like some proud or arrogant person who's been offended and waits for the offender to come groveling back to him for forgiveness. He teaches us to ask for forgiveness. Now, why would our Lord teach us to ask God for forgiveness? Two reasons. Number one, he is willing to forgive. And number two, we, left on our own, are reluctant to ask. We're left on our own, we are not likely to ask for forgiveness. When we sin, when we do things we should not do, when we fail to do things we should do, it makes us ashamed. It makes us want to hide from God. And it can make us think that God either would not be willing or would be reluctant to forgive us. Satan is always attacking. In fact, Satan means accuser. He is always accusing you. Satan is always accusing you, saying you are not the kind of person you should be. You have failed to do right. You have done wrong. You are not a very good Christian. And on and on and on. And he's right. He is absolutely right. We are not the kind of people we should be. But we have a God who teaches us to ask him for forgiveness. You have a God who desires and wants to forgive you. God declares that goodness for us by sending Jesus. Forgiving is just what God desires to do. That's the whole purpose of our Lord's suffering and death. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. That's from 1 John. This also is from 1 John. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God desires to forgive you. And yet, because of our sinfulness, we doubt that. We're afraid of God. We'd rather hide from God. We'd rather think, well, I just need to try harder and maybe cover it up and God won't notice. No, God knows. And God teaches us to ask him for forgiveness. And so when we pray, forgive us our trespasses, and don't let that, sometimes, you know, people will say the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our debts or forgive us our sins. Don't let that trouble you. Any of those words work, sins, trespasses, debts, it all works. When we pray that, we're praying that God would drive from us our insecurity. We're praying that God would uncover our sins, that God would grant us a repentant heart that would, with boldness and confidence, say, God, please forgive me. And God desires to do just that very thing. The closer we grow to God, the more we understand the scriptures, the more you will see your sin. It's the Christian who is most troubled by their sins. People who don't go to church, people who are not Christian, doesn't really bother them. It's Christians who know God's word and know what their Savior has done for them who are troubled by their sins. And the closer we grow to Jesus, the more troubled we will be. And that drives us more and again to the cross, wherein we have the assurance of forgiveness. This truth is demonstrated by the fact that our Lord promises and delivers forgiveness even when he's on the cross. Jesus from the cross, and you heard it this evening from St. Luke, prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." That's how our God's love is. His love is so complete that he's willing and able to forgive even those who don't ask for it. That's how our Lord forgives. And you can have that confidence that he forgives you. And he desires that you ask him for such forgiveness. He then connects that forgiveness with our forgiveness for others. We live in a world of sinners, of which we are one of. And so we also pray, "Lord, help me to forgive those who have trespassed against us." We would like to pretend that we have valid reasons for holding grudges. We'd like to think that we can compare the debt with which we owe, that we owe God, with the debts that we feel others owe us. We would like to argue that our neighbor's sins are so great and so many against us that we have a reason not to forgive. And while we can often recount the hurt that others have caused us, we often don't think about the hurt that we have caused others. That's why we need to teach those around us the Lord's Prayer, so that they would be reminded, yes, they have to forgive us as well. Our Lord himself reminds us that in Christ we have the power to forgive others. Now, Satan would like to tell you, no, you know, you can't really forgive, especially if it's been really, really bad. The Word of God would say otherwise. In fact, it gives us that example of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. And remember, Stephen, he's having rocks chucked at him, which would be a horrible way to die. People are intentionally wanting to kill him by throwing rocks at him. And what does he pray? He prays, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he cries out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Incredible! And then he dies. But before he dies, he prays for forgiveness for those who are killing him. And so we too are to forgive. We are to let go of the grudges. And what will help us do that? The Lord's Prayer. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And then something else you need to remember whenever you pray this prayer. Who is right beside you, praying the prayer with you? Whether you're standing, whether you're sitting, whether you're kneeling, who is right beside you praying the prayer? Jesus. Jesus prays this prayer along with you. That's why he says and teaches us to pray, "Our Father." He's right there with you. Now, he doesn't need forgiveness, but you do. And he forgives perfectly, as we don't. But he helps us with our need to be forgiven and to forgive others, and he is right beside you when you pray that. May the Lord grant us that assurance. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.